Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In one moment, a gift most humans never receive in a lifetime.
Hey, hey! What time is it, kids?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
I was just over here reading the multiple endless pieces of literature that say clutch doesn't exist. Look up, does clutch exist, and it's the first result.
Pretty clutch.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
When I was playing with the Thunder, I can't remember the defenseman's name. He would never score. He was just a solid defense. But when we went into a shootout, we put him in. Why? Yeah. Because he was clutch.
Pretty clutch.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Good afternoon and welcome. It is Bob and Jeff on KFH. It's the end of the week. It's a Friday. Bob has kind of made an intelligent play, getting the heck out of here for a three-day weekend. Jason Duda and me, not quite as smart, even though you are at this very time drinking smart water.
Because I'm needs to be smarter. That's probably why.
We need to stay hydrated. It's still warm outside.
It's funny. You know, I don't know. I buy all different kinds of water.
You do?
Do they really taste that much different?
I don't know. That's for you to decide. I think water.
This one was on sale, so I grabbed it. It tastes just like other water.
I don't know if she'd like me sharing this because it makes her sound a little spoiled, but my wife went and grabbed some fast food last night, and you know she got the combo meals and she got the waters
right
for both of us instead of a soft drink. And she came back to the house, was drinking the water. She's taking it outside, the cup of water, and I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm going to go use this to water the garden or whatever. I can't stand this city water. That's what she said.
Okay. I'm not sure where I'm really supposed to go with that.
I don't either. I don't know anything about it.
I don't
want
to be in trouble at all, but that's interesting.
How would you get in trouble?
I don't want to get you in trouble or... I'm not sure where to go with that. Like, what do you say?
What do you say?
What do you say?
I didn't say much to it. I mean, she likes her distilled, filtered water or whatever. I don't know. She, whatever. I drank the water and I was happy with it. You know how long I've been drinking city water?
How long?
A long time. Up until the past 3-4 years, I guess.
And then what? You went to bottles?
I went to whatever we have out in the boondocks out there, which is not the city, I guess.
Artesian well? I don't know.
We got a well. I don't know what we have. You know what?
You got water.
I flip the faucet and the water comes out. And you know what I'm saying?
Then you should be good, right?
That's all that it really matters.
What else do you need?
I put it on the stove. It boils. Right? I put it in the freezer. I have ice. It all works as it's supposed to work.
You got it figured out.
There's nothing water is not doing for me that I need it to do.
Well, then you're good. Then why worry about it?
Exactly.
Like, seriously, why worry about it?
I'll drink the city water. I'll drink the county water. I'll drink the what do they call... I can't even think of words now. This happens to me, township. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, I'll drink the township water.
Okay.
You just bring me some water. I'll drink it probably. You notice today my voice not quite all the way there. Do you notice that?
It's a little odd. What happened?
It's a little scratchy. Well, yesterday happened.
Yesterday?
And the Cleveland Guardians happened.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Game four of the American League Divisional Series happened. But we'll get to that in a minute. I want to talk to you, Jason, about your family's, your children's banner day yesterday on the athletic fields and surfaces.
It was a good day.
It was a good day. Why don't you take us through it a little bit? How did it start?
It started at 7:30 a.m.
That's early.
It started earlier for them because they had to get to school. And so Avery had region.
Wait, so your daughter had to go to Mays for school?
She had to go to like 7? And then they took the van.
Oh, they reported. Okay. It wasn't like I got to go to my first hour class.
No. No, I didn't have time for that.
No.
Because they had, it's been the last 3 weeks, it's been crazy. I mean, we've taken so many days off work, it's been nuts. But it's her senior year, so we're going.
Got to go.
I'd do it again. And we will be doing it again.
Sounds like
next week.
We'll find out why here in a minute.
So we were in Salina all day on Monday because she had league. So we went and did that. We were there from 9 till 8.
Wow.
And then Tuesday, Jackson had a soccer game.
That's dedication.
We both worked Tuesday, Wednesday, I think. I finally made dinner Wednesday. Everybody finally got home at 8 o'clock at night. That's the first meal we've made in like over a week.
What'd you have?
I made steak, potatoes, roasted vegetables. I made a nice meal because I knew Thursday.
Sounds good.
Jackson had a game. May South, obviously. That's a big game, right?
Pretty big.
And then Avery had regionals. And Ave's been, for her whole high school, she's a senior now. She's just wanted to make it to state. She plays singles, varsity, tennis at May's. So this year we're in 6A. May's is 6A.
Right.
So the last 3 years, we've had to go 5A. 5A tennis in the city is unbelievable.
Because you got like Carroll and Capen.
Carroll, Andover Central. It's nuts.
Yes.
Like, some of these girls that were at regionals last year, the one girl finished fifth in the state the year before and didn't get out of the regional. Riley Fry, who finished, she was seated eighth in that regional, and she's a very good player at Mays. She plays singles with Avery. She was seated eighth at regionals last year and finished ninth at state.
Wow.
That tells you how the 5A tennis, how good it is in the area. But this year we're 6A, so we're playing a bunch of different teams. And the top 4 or 5 are still pretty good. But you got to win your first match or else you're done. And then you got to win one of your next two. Well, Ave won her first one, so she played her second one and won that, so she got to go to state. Then she won the semifinal. Riley won hers, so the two girls from Mays actually played in the regional final, which was fun. Riley won, but we had to stick around.
How did Ave do?
She got second.
I know, but did she compete with the other
girl? Yeah, she got the most points she ever got. She lost the first set 6-4, so it played her tight, and then lost the second one 6-0.
Yeah.
So she got pumped in the second one, but they were both done. They both knew they were going. They knew Riley was going to end up winning it anyway, so it was fun to watch. But we had to stay because, obviously, at regionals, you have the team. The team with the most points wins regionals.
Of course.
And Mays hadn't done that since they were 6A, which was like 20-some years ago.
It's been that long since they've been 6A?
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's crazy.
Because I was talking to Jill Fry, who's the assistant coach, and she was actually there at that time. And now she's helping as the assistant coach with Bernard. John Anderson used to be the coach there for years. But anyway, so they finish, and the doubles match hadn't finished yet. They were playing in the semifinal. They had to win it in order for the team to win regionals. Well, they come back and win their semifinal, then they have to play the number one seed from Garden City. They lose the first set 6-4. They're down in the second set, come back and win 7-5, have to play a third set. So we're all there for an extra 2 hours last night cheering the girls on.
Of course.
And they by Joe, they win it. They win the third set 6-3. So the girls won regionals.
We won
yesterday.
Regionals.
So they won That's regionals. Amazing. So we stuck around. The girls took a bunch of pictures. They were happy. I felt great for them because the four seniors get to go to state. Riley's
state
before
this
state's
year.
In Kansas City, Prairie View.
Okay.
Next week.
You'll have fun with that.
So that'll be awesome. So we got home at like 8:30 last night. It's been a long week.
It has.
It's just been a long
week. You got anything going on tonight? Can you make dinner?
No. Well, we thought we were going to, but then Mays and Mays South are playing football tonight.
Oh.
So the kids are going for sure, and the wife and I are
I don't think you need to go to that
game. We are not going.
No, there's no. You don't need to.
We are not going. We are going to probably watch a show and fall asleep.
You know, that game did not make my Friday Five this week.
It didn't?
Mays South.
Well, it's like... I'm a realist.
I need to
Mays
look at,
is not a great football team this year.
I need to look at Mays South's schedule because they have not appeared yet on the Friday Five, and that I don't like that.
That's odd.
Because we want to get every good team in that mix at least once, and Mays South is undefeated, but they've played Newton, Salina South, Valley Center, Campus, and Arc City. None of those games rise to any kind of level. The only close one they have was with Valley Center, which they won 10-7. They'll beat Mays tonight. Then they have Derby next week. So that one will be...
That will probably be on your list.
...in the Friday Five. Yeah. Friday Five was a hit today.
Was it?
If you haven't read it, and I'm talking to everybody, if you haven't read it, you should read it.
Are you just throwing that out there so everyone goes and clicks on it?
It's at catchatkansas.com or kwch.com. If you're only going to read one section... Read the section about Northwest and Manhattan.
Why is that?
That's some of my finest writing. I think I've ever done.
Ever?
It's some of the finest writing I've ever done.
Ever.
I was so proud of it because I didn't know it was coming, right? I didn't know what I was going to say about Northwest and Manhattan until you kind of delve into it a little bit.
Right.
Right? And then I found a little theme and ran with it. And it was beautiful.
What'd you find out? You got to give us a little something. You got to give a teaser out there for people to go.
Well, I did some wordplay on some of Northwest players' names.
Oh.
And you'll get a kick out of that.
Okay.
But back to you. We don't want to leave your son out of yesterday's festivities
his
and
wasn't
glory.
Quite as, I mean, they lost.
They did?
They lost.
So they weren't winning 3-1 when you sent that text?
No, they were losing.
That was their only goal?
Yep.
Wow, well, that's still kind of cool.
Yeah, he scored their only goal yesterday.
Is that his first goal?
No.
Oh.
No, he's actually he's got for soccer, I don't know how many he's got, but he's actually he scored the game before. He had a couple games before that. He's been playing well. He's playing on the JV team. But he's a freshman. He's doing just fine.
Will he move up to varsity next year, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know enough about soccer to know how much better the kids are on the varsity side than the kids are on the JV side.
Well, at some point, you just got to be the oldest guy, right?
If he stays at it and plays well and grows a little bit,
he'll be a
then
senior
maybe
at some point. I bet he's on varsity.
Well, I would hope so by then.
Yeah, right.
I would hope so.
I was a varsity athlete as a sophomore. It can happen.
Absolutely, it can. We'll just have to wait and see.
We'll just have to wait and see.
So, yeah, so then we were like, okay, well, tomorrow it'll be all right. It'll be quiet. We can have dinner, just relax. Everyone can sleep in because kids didn't have school today.
Right.
And then, no, they're both going to
the football game
tonight.
Well, they'll get.
And we got to transport kids from practice.
Which practice? Soccer practice?
Soccer practice.
Okay.
So we got to get them up there by 3.
A little bit of something going on.
Yeah, so my wife's going to get them there at 3:30, then I'll pick them up at 5:30, bring them back, they'll get ready, and then they'll be gone.
Is the game at Mays South tonight?
At Mays South.
Wow. What a whirlwind it has been for you.
I need a break, man. But who doesn't? Who out there listening doesn't need a reality break? Just an afternoon reality break. Wouldn't that be nice?
I have to tell you about something I'm not going to tell you on the show, but I have
Trust me.
But I have to tell you something that happened on Monday.
On Monday?
Yes.
Was it at work?
No.
At home? On the show?
It was, I'll tell you during the break. I just didn't want to forget. So I think I was going to forget. And it'll change the way you view everything.
What?
It will.
How do you not share that with the world?
I can't.
If it's going to change the way I think of everything.
It'll change the way.
Which of all the people that you know.
You view everything.
Whatever.
And there is a. You'll understand once I tell you why we can't discuss it on the show, but I need to tell you, and I need to find out your reaction.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was.
You sure you don't want to hash it out right now?
We can't. We cannot.
This is one of my things where I'm like, no.
We 100%. I mean, there's a sliver of a chance that we could.
So there is a chance.
A small chance, the slightest chance that we actually could, right?
So it's one of those, what's that one in a million talks kind of thing?
But every other sensible and logical and maybe legal aspect of it, we can't discuss it
on
the show.
Okay.
But it's worth the wait.
We'll discuss it and then I'll decide for the next segment.
All right.
Is that fair?
No, we're not going to talk about it.
Oh.
But I would like maybe.
But what if I find the sliver?
You won't.
Oh.
Maybe.
You don't think I will?
No.
Really?
Maybe we can cryptically discuss how you feel after we talk about it on the show.
Okay, we can do that.
No specifics.
No, none. You know me. I'm a vault.
But yesterday did happen.
What happened yesterday?
The Guardians beat Detroit.
What? How?
A couple home runs. I got up off my chair. I threw the remote. I screamed. I scared the cats. The cats were hiding from me by the middle innings. They didn't want anything to do with me. But the Guardians pulled it out. And now we go on to Game 5, which has been moved first from 3 o'clock yesterday when it looked maybe like, well, when there was a possibility of another Game 5 in the American League being played. The Royals and the Yankees.
Right.
Then it got, when that game did not materialize, it was moved to 7 o'clock Central, and now it's being played at noon.
Why are they playing it at noon?
Because there's supposed to be inclement weather in Cleveland tomorrow night.
Okay.
But I don't like that. I want that night atmosphere. I want the playoff atmosphere. We've played all these games, too many of them, during the day. And yesterday there was an unbelievable playoff atmosphere because part of the game went into the night. It was dark. I had the lights off. It was just beautiful.
And now it's going to be sunny.
I hope not.
You want it to be cloudy tomorrow?
Well, kind of.
It's not going to be. It's supposed to be sunny tomorrow.
In Cleveland?
Oh, I'm talking about here.
Oh, I don't care.
I mean, you're going to be you'll be in the dungeon. It'll be dark anyway.
I don't really have a dungeon.
Oh, that's right. You don't have a dungeon anymore.
Well, I'll close the curtains. Does that count?
Lock it all up.
I'm going to have to. I should.
What is that? Foil the windows. Get it all done.
Yeah, we do have some foil on the windows because we had to have our AC fixed. And in the meantime, we put on one of those wall units.
Yeah.
And it didn't cover the whole window.
Uh-oh.
So we had to, foil that up and put some stuff in there. Worked out.
Okay.
Now we have our AC fixed.
Okay.
Well, it's been quite a week.
It sounds
I'll tell you what happened Monday.
It sounds like you've had quite a week, and I still got to figure out what happened Monday.
Oh, my God.
With a sliver of a chance that we could possibly discuss part of it.
0.00000000000000001.
Okay. Well, there's a chance. Then you got to face Scooble.
Yeah, I don't care. Bring him. Bring him on. We're going to have to beat somebody, right, at some point.
And you got Boyd going?
And maybe Boyd, maybe Gavin Williams, maybe a bullpen game. We haven't announced it yet.
I love how you say we.
But we'll have a strategy.
Yeah.
And it'll be laid out, and you'll see it played out.
So you're probably...
Laid out and played out.
So you're going to be busy, like, Saturday from 11 to 4,
Not 11. I'm not going to put myself through
Are you not going to put yourself through an hour before?
No.
So what are you going to do? You're going to wake up in the morning tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you're going to be stressed out already. So what are you going to do when you wake up at what, 8? 9?
8. I'll probably wake up at 7.
7?
And then go back to sleep at some point and then wake up for the game. But I'll probably
Your plan?
Yeah, that'll be my plan. I'll probably watch Dateline from tonight once it's on Peacock in the morning. I don't know if Shark Tank is back this week, but maybe I'll watch that. Is it back this week?
So you're going to... You'll be a stressed out mess even watching that stuff. Your mind ain't gonna go anywhere.
No.
Why not just watch all the pregame stuff?
No, not a chance.
Why not?
I don't like people talking about my team because I know they don't know anything about my team. I know they showed up on last weekend, did their little prep work. I don't like hearing Jeff Francoeur and Brian Anderson talk about my team. Is that okay?
That's fine. If that's your opinion, then that's your opinion.
So tomorrow I'll turn on the game at noon. I'll watch the game. My mood for the next, from between whenever the ALCS starts, if they win, to the rest of my life, if they lose, will be affected. My mood will.
I know. That's why I'm like, why not just dive into it?
I'm not going to.
Wake up at 7, get on the Twitter thingy and
I don't even have Twitter on my phone anymore.
Well, good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. You want to set up the show since we only have a couple minutes before
sure.
we need a break?
Sure. Why don't you tell me what's going on?
Joe Auer in the next segment.
Uh-oh.
Bob booked that. It's 2 months before basketball season starts, so I don't exactly know why Bob booked that, but he did.
Well, maybe there's some inside information that we need
to
find out.
Guess we'll have to talk high school basketball during week 6 of the football season, but that's okay. We love Joe Auer. Joe Auer can talk about anything.
True.
At 3:05, we're going to get a call from my friend David Michael Hahn.
Uh-oh.
He's got a little event to promote.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to let him.
Why? You're in the captain's seat.
I am.
And why?
Because I can.
Exactly.
And at 3:25, Joanna Chadwick from Vite Magazine will help. Oh, we need a game today. When do you want to do the game?
Well, when can we do the game?
After David Michael Hahn, he'll only be on for a couple minutes.
Okay.
3:05.
I'll get one.
Yeah, what a show we have.
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable.
Such a good show.
Really?
I can barely speak.
Yeah.
Bob left.
Bob's gone.
We're talking high school hoops, I guess. It's strange, but we're going to do it. Max Power is our producer and engineer. He takes us to break right now. As mentioned, Jason Dude is here for Bob. I am Jeff Lutz. This is Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported in 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Songs that were big radio hits. Go to the IHOP hotline and talk to the Wichita Heights boys basketball coach, frequent guest and friend of the show, Joe Auer. How's it going?
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Jason. I'm just tuning in a little bit before I come on here. And your father, who asked me to co-host a couple days ago, because I think you were a no-show or you were off doing something, but I couldn't co-host.
Okay.
So it sounds like, and then he invited me to be on yesterday, and I couldn't do yesterday. I said I could do today, and he's a no-show. So I apologize. I guess it also sounds like you have no idea why he asked me to be on the show today.
Well, I didn't know. Are you starring in a movie or something? I just didn't quite understand.
Maybe starting an album, starting a band, Joe? What's going on?
No, and no documentaries yet about my life. I'm still coaching. So, I think his idea was the new Kasia rules on adding three additional games and a shot clock, but what that has to do with week five or six of the high school football season, soccer or tennis, I'm not sure, but thanks for having me on anyway, guys.
Yeah, we're happy to have you on, and we will talk about that. I appreciate that direction because those are some topics we can discuss, but have you been watching the baseball playoffs? We had three AL Central teams in. By the end of the day tomorrow, there will be one. Did you prefer any of those over the others? Did you just give up on baseball altogether after what happened with the White Sox? Where are you at?
Yeah, you've known me a long time. So baseball in 24 is dead to me. I am, my team is a record-breaking team, a historic team, unfortunately, for all the wrong reasons. So I have not paid very close attention because of my White Sox, but I am cheering for your Indians, Jeff.
Thank you.
I know how passionate you are, and it's a Central team, so I was glad to see them hold on last night, and we'll be cheering for them in Game 5. So congratulations, and I hope I hope they win the World Series this year. You deserve it.
Me too. Have you ever screamed at a sporting event that you weren't coaching? Do you scream at the TV? What is your most visceral reaction when something great or terrible happens with one of your teams?
I come from a family of pretty loud, obnoxious fans. Usually it has to do with, like last weekend, I was with my family in Iowa City. We were celebrating my parents' 60th wedding anniversary. And, of course, we decided to watch the Iowa-Ohio State game prior to the celebration. And as Kirk Ferentz decided to call a timeout while we were getting a first down, which first downs are rare for Iowa Hawkeyes in football. We're all about defense and punting. But he called a timeout, which negated the first down, and there was a lot of screaming and throwing of items. And my youngest son, Nick, is probably the most demonstrative of the people in our family. You're not safe watching the game in the same room with him, but No, we throw things in the Hour family, no question about it.
I love it.
Well, don't go over to Jeff's place because one of you two will get hurt then if that's the case watching Game 5 tomorrow.
Well, I've sat in a press box with Jeff when he's watching the Cleveland playoff game before, and you know, my heart goes out to him. I know how much he puts into it, and unlike his spoiled father who, you know, gets to cheer championships his whole life and wants us to feel sorry for him this year because they're struggling, I have no sympathy for him whatsoever. But, Jeff, I'm with you, and I hope your guys pull it off.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, on the sympathy side of it, nobody that's talking to each other right now on this show has none for Bob. So we're all in the agreement on that, I believe. Joe, you know, you talked about the Acacia and the new rules and stuff. I am quite kind of interested in your thoughts, you know, with adding the three games and obviously the shot clock. How much different is that going to be for you? And do you like what Acacia's doing?
I love it. You know, with the shot clock, we've asked for it as coaches for a long time, especially at the 5A and 6A level. You know, it's how basketball is played beyond high school, and it really makes for a much more, in most of the coaches' opinions, makes for a much more enjoyable game. And, you know, stalling is not something that should probably lead to a victory. You know, clock management, great shot selection, that's a very important part of the game. But, you know, we live in a state where, you know, every year we'll have teams win a game 10-8 or something of, you know, that ridiculous nature. So I'm excited about it. Unfortunately, we're only going to do it. We're going to experiment with it during the regular season and then go back to no shot clock in the postseason, which most coaches are not happy about that. I mean, we're going to be put in a position where we're really going to be coaching a very different game in the postseason after spending the year with a shot clock. So, but no, it's progress. We're especially 6A, 5A, very excited about it. And our kids are really, really thrilled that we're going to enter into that world this season. And then adding three games, you know, we're behind the times in terms of what other states are doing. I think Iowa is maybe one of the only states that also does that. They might even have two more games, but 20 games in a season that starts in November and goes until March. We've asked for a long time. Baseball finally added games last year. And I'm very appreciative of Acacia listening to the coaches and extending it to 23 games. I think most people will probably add a tournament, but you may also do something. You know, we may end up traveling to, you know, we could probably go as far as St. Louis or Oklahoma City, or you know, you've got a 500-mile radius you can go play teams out of state. So there'll be some fun games that are a result of that, without question.
Joe, as a dad that's kids goes to Mays, neither one play basketball, but I go to a few games every year because I know a lot of the kids that are playing and that sort of thing. And I couldn't agree with you more with the shot clock. But could you, and I don't even know if you know this answer, and if not, I completely understand, but why would they go through the season with a shot clock and then take it out for the playoffs? That seems asinine to somebody who's an average fan of high school basketball. Because it's almost like the kids and the coaches, you have two different seasons. It makes no sense to me.
I agree with you. It doesn't, it hasn't been explained to me. If we're going to do it, let's do it. If you're worried about the experimentation part of it, my opinion is we should have done it in 6A and 5A for the full year, see how it works. And if everybody loves it, then we can add it to everybody else. But I don't have a good answer for you. It's going to be, I think it's going to be difficult on the officials. It's a much different game. So I don't have a good answer for you, Jason. And, I guess I'm of the mindset, any progress is good progress in terms of modernizing the game a little bit. So I'm appreciative of that. And we'll have to figure out how we're going to approach that. It'll be a problem for a lot of folks. I mean, you're probably going to have to incorporate that into your practice throughout the season, the two different styles. And I don't have a good answer for why we're taking it away in the postseason.
Yeah, and that goes to my point. It makes no sense. And if you got coaches that don't understand it, why not? Like you said, you do it for the whole year. If it doesn't work, then you take it out or you add it to everybody else. I think it's pretty simple. But like you said, progress is progress. So we'll take that and run with it, I guess.
We'll run with it and appreciate. It takes a lot to have changes made. So we'll take these steps and hopefully it'll be for the betterment of the game and for the kids, most importantly, in the future.
Talking with Joe Auer, the Heights boys basketball coach. I guess we'd be remiss if we didn't ask, you know, about how your team might look. I know we're a month and a half or so away from it really getting going, but I'm sure you know what kind of personnel you're looking at. You lost a little bit, of course, made it all the way to the state championship game at Koch Arena. So what might the Falcons look like going into the 2024-25 season?
Well, we really only lose one player that played significant minutes last year. We return a group of guys that have played in the last three state championship games. So we've got a lot of experience back. TJ Williams, obviously, you can't replace a kid like that, his leadership, his athletic ability. But with Malachi Wilkins, Chase Robinson, you know, they're trying to make their way back for a fourth state championship game, trying to add another state title. So we've got great leadership, great experience, and looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of fun this year.
When can you actually get started, or have you started? Or I got to think that there's some kids that are playing football or other sports right now. So how does that look for you when you can finally really get rolling before the season starts?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's another...
And the rules that are allow it to be, I guess.
Exactly. That's another thing that coaches are trying to improve is, can we get in the gym and actually teach basketball skills during the preseason? Right now, we're not allowed to. Now, they did give us... we are allowed to do a ton of work in the summer. We practiced in June, a little bit in July. We played a lot of games this summer where I could coach. So that's been going on for over 10 years. But in the fall, we're allowed to do conditioning, strength training, and then we can have an open gym where I can't actually be on the floor. I can open up the facility, you know, get the balls out, but then I can't be on the court coaching or instructing. So we're together 3 days a week. We got great leadership. They get a lot done. A lot of kids that are interested in basketball and trying out, you know, at a big school like Heights, there's a lot of kids that want to play. So we'll have great turnout for our preseason workouts. And we're busy every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we'll keep that going up until the second week of November and then get it going.
There you go. Joe, real quick, I wanted to ask you about TJ Williams and what were kind of the conversations you had with him after the season ended last year. Obviously, he's at Wichita State now. He's a little banged up. We're not exactly sure when he'll be back, but it seems like that's also a guy that could play a fairly significant role if and when healthy, even as a freshman.
Yeah, TJ got off to a great start. Wonderful with their summer workouts and was doing really, really great in the fall workouts as well. Unfortunately, had an injury. They're hoping he can be back maybe late December. We'll just play it by, it depends on his rehab, obviously, but got off to a great start. Both the freshmen for Wichita State have been doing a wonderful job. So TJ was very excited and very optimistic and definitely looking like a kid that could make an impact early. So he'll get back to being healthy here very soon. And I think he's going to have a great career at Wichita State, but he's gotten off to a fantastic start and excited about what he can do at that level.
See, we had way more to talk about than even we thought. We made something out of nothing.
There you go. I appreciate the opportunity, and I hope your dad, whatever he's doing today, you know, I mean, I hope he's having a good day, leaving you to run the organization. But
yeah, he better be.
That. And good luck to your team.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, and I know your mood will go. You're going to swing one way or the other this week.
It's going to be drastic, and it'll probably happen at least 12 or 13 times during the game itself.
Hey, Joe, before you go, is it rude of me to text him during the game about stuff that's going on? Is that bad? Or considering our relationship, would that just be considered normal?
I think if you guys have been together a while, I think it's quite reasonable for you to text him during the game. And now, don't be offended when you get no response, but I think I'd be disappointed if you weren't texting him during the game.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. So, I appreciate it, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. We appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, you too. Later. Joe Auer.
Always like talking to Joe.
One of the best guys in the world, and also
throws things while
he's watching sports.
You know what I find interesting about being able to do the show with you guys is I get to talk to all these coaches and stuff, but I don't know if I've ever met Joe.
Really?
Well, when would I
have? Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you know what I mean? When would we have?
Yeah, he's been around forever.
Well, I know. Exactly. I gotta meet the man. I'd like to meet the man in person.
Maybe he'll come by sometime.
We'll make that happen. We'll get her done.
Yeah, we'll go to
unless
a Heights
Joe doesn't want it, which I could see as well.
We'll go to a Heights basketball game this year.
Maybe we should do that.
We should probably do that.
And we can do that.
Maybe a game that they'll win, so he'll be in a good mood afterward and he'll say hello.
There's a pretty good chance that'll happen.
Yeah, he'll probably win most of the game.
That's what I'm saying.
But we should make sure.
Wonder if they play Mays this year.
I don't know. Can't answer that.
I don't know either.
I mean, I could look it up, but what
and
if
that's
I didn't,
a lot of
what
work.
If I didn't find out? Then I'd look like an idiot.
Yeah, you know? we don't want you looking like an idiot. Heaven forbid.
Not.
That's never happened on this show. Did I not just ask you what it was?
But using context clues, what do you think it would be?
I have no idea.
So listen to the sentence.
Oh, okay, hit me with it again.
It is the final segment.
Final segment
of the penultimate hour of the show this week.
The penultimate. What's penultimate mean?
Well, I kind of gave you the answer in the question.
Well, the answer in the question is the last segment before 3 o'clock, which is the first hour of the show.
But what does kind of penultimate mean in that context?
Oh my God, I didn't know I was going to have to take a class today. I don't know.
Don't feel bad, Jason. When I used to say that when I drove the trolley in Santa Barbara, they'd say, "You coming back here?" Nope, this is a penultimate run.
Okay, now I'm really confused.
It's the next to last.
Penultimate means next to last?
Yes.
I love that word.
Why would you say penultimate instead of saying...
Why wouldn't you say penultimate?
Why? Because it sounds cool?
Penultimate.
Never said it in my life. Never heard it.
You're going to have to start saying penultimate.
I've already forgot what it means.
Next to last. This is the next to last hour of the week, of the show this week. Right?
It's the penultimate. What is it called?
Penultimate. You got it.
It's very confusing. Like, literally, I'm starting to get a headache.
Because ultimate means like last or best or...
Ultimate's last?
Can be. Like the most one, you know? Like
the most one?
Like the ultimate warrior wasn't the last warrior, but he kind of was the last warrior, right? He was the ultimate warrior. I'm the ultimate warrior!
Yeah, that made it so much easier. Thanks, man.
But you get it, right?
Penultimate.
No one would call anybody the penultimate warrior. Ultimate is not the opposite of penultimate.
So if you finish second, are you the penultimate finisher?
No, not you finished. No, I wouldn't say that.
It's next to last.
Yeah, but that's second.
Well, if there's only three people, three teams.
Yeah, you didn't know where you were going with that.
No,
you
I did. I
you
got
thought it.
It
meant second in a long list of things.
No.
Admit it.
Two out of three, so you're the penultimate.
No.
Well, but you're next to last.
Penultimate means next to last on a list, on a order.
Well, it is an order. 1, 2, 3. So if you're two.
But you wouldn't say I finished penultimate. Penultimate is an adjective. And I don't feel like that's an adjective in that sense. It is, but I don't feel like it is.
But you just said it is.
But it isn't. But I don't feel like it is. It doesn't make sense that way.
It doesn't.
So this is the penultimate time you'll ever be on the show. I think you're hosting Monday, and then you're done.
I'm done? Oh, thank goodness.
You know, just blame it on the Latin people.
That penultimate?
The Latin root, yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Second to last.
Is penultimate.
It's penultimate.
But last isn't necessarily ultimate.
Ultimate, you're ultimately last.
Yeah, it's like
okay, so
I'm the ultimate. I'm the most warrior of the warriors.
So you're penultimately second last.
You can be.
This is
ultimately. I was penultimate.
See, there you have it.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes a lot of sense to the rest of the world, right there.
I think it should.
It doesn't though.
Man, my voice is struggling. I don't want to talk for another hour. Can you?
No.
Can you call Bob or something?
No.
Max?
No, I'm not calling anybody.
We got a game.
We got a game. Yeah.
Next hour.
We'll see how your guys is.
Then we have the penultimate segment of the show with Joanna Chadwick.
How is that the penultimate if we're just in the penultimate right now?
We're in the penultimate hour of the show. There's one more hour. We're in the next to last hour. Joanna's is the next to last segment.
Oh, my.
You get it?
I need a beer.
I
need a beer. I need a beer. I need something.
There's vodka out there, I think.
Look at it this way, Jason.
I think.
You have a six-pack.
Yeah.
You've drank four. Now you're going for the fifth. That's the penultimate beer.
Are you telling me this is what I should try tonight?
Yeah,
because
sure.
If we're talking about, and this is what I need to do, then when I come home with a six-pack, I have an excuse why I have the six-pack.
How about instead?
I'm trying to learn new words. I can say that, right?
I'm playing to get to the penultimate.
Learning a new word tonight, and I'll be home with a six pack.
Which is the fifth.
If you want one, you got to let me know if you want a six pack.
Well, unless you get a 12-pack.
I don't think she wants one.
I know she doesn't, but then I would have to drink her six pack
on
tomorrow.
I don't think you need.
And then I get to the penultimate 2 days in a row, and that way that word should stick in my brain for the rest of my life.
You know what they call someone who drinks 12 beers at home? A
Canadian.
An ultimate alcoholic.
Canadian.
Yeah, that's probably.
It's before dinner, man.
Well, that's true. That's fair. Have you been watching the Major League Baseball playoffs?
I've watched a little bit. Yes, I have.
Did you watch
when I get a chance to? Obviously,
you didn't watch
like
Royals
said,
Yankees yesterday. We
got home and watched a little bit of the end of it.
Yeah, I watched part of it too. The Royals came very, very close to not only winning that game but winning that series. They hit a
offense,
ball
man.
Right to the wall, Kyle Isbell, that would have tied the game. And then really couldn't get anything else going. I'm not sure how I would feel if I were a Royals fan right now because they had a really good season, but then at the end they lost a bunch and barely got in, but they did get in and gave you some hope, and then they beat Baltimore.
Yeah.
But then they lost to the Yankees, and they probably didn't feel like they put their best foot forward because Bobby Witt was like 2-for-17.
Well, he was bad the last month of the season too.
Strange. And Judge was not good in this series. So what am I taking away from that 6 month experience if I'm a Royals fan?
Well, I think you still got to be happy.
Would I?
Did you expect to make the playoffs this year?
Every year I expect to make the playoffs.
Oh, Jeff, we're not talking about Cleveland right now.
Well, I didn't know what you meant.
Go back 7 months.
Okay.
If you'd have went to every single Royals fan and said, hey, look, we're going to struggle the last month of the season, we're going to make the playoffs, what would they have said?
Okay.
Are you kidding? Really? We're going to make the playoffs?
Well, they wouldn't say, well, if we're going to struggle the last month of the season, why don't we just not struggle and maybe win the division?
Possibly, but I'm...
You don't think anyone would have said that?
I'm not... That wasn't the question that I posed to you.
Right, but someone...
But as a Royals fan...
Might respond
before
with that.
The season, did you... If someone told you you were going to make the playoffs, would you not have been pretty ecstatic considering that you weren't picked?
Would you have told me how long we're going to last in the playoffs?
Well, they won a series.
I know, but would you have told me that at the beginning when you're telling me I made the playoffs?
And you're going to win a series. And you're going to get to the second round of the playoffs. Would you be happy with that?
But do I lose then?
Well, obviously.
No, but I'm asking, did you know all this at the beginning of the year?
Oh, I knew it.
Or are you telling me...
I knew it.
Listen.
No, you didn't know it. You knew nothing.
No, but you know it?
Everything comes out, and if I'd have known it?
No, but when you tell me that as a Royals fan that, hey, you're going to do all this, right?
Yeah.
And would I have signed up for it? Did you know it?
I didn't know it.
Then why are you telling me?
Because I'm telling you, if I could give this to you,
okay,
would you take it? Or would you rather be 70 and 92 and just blah?
But would you give me the time that I lost? Or would you just tell me I made the playoffs? And then it's a crapshoot from there.
I'd just say if you're going to make the playoffs, would you take it?
Yes.
Now, of course you would.
Would you? But then would you tell me you'll lose in the playoffs at some point?
Yes.
Tell me that.
And
pass.
Coming from a true Cleveland fan, which it happens to repeatedly.
Oh, my God. It's such an uphill climb. They've won 2 games. They need to win 9 more to win the World Series. Yeah. 9.
Well, they got to win 1 first.
The Royals had to win 13 to do it. It's crazy.
They got to win this one.
I know. And that's an uphill climb.
Yeah, and you're facing Scooble, who shut you out the first time.
The shadows were in play in that game.
The shadows weren't in play.
They were
Don't
in play.
Make excuses.
There were...
You didn't hit them.
There were bad vibes surrounding me the entire
your
game.
Your offense isn't very good, and you're having to play, and you're having to go up against one of the better pitchers in the majors.
They played well yesterday, offense.
Look, I hope you win. Because if not, then your next week's going to be terrible.
Yeah, and I'm going to Vegas next week.
That's what I'm saying.
This is the most important week of my life.
What happens if Cleveland's playing during?
They are, perhaps. If they win tomorrow,
they
will have a game during, I believe it's the Saturday show.
So what are you doing?
Might be Friday. I'm going to the concert.
Interesting. I guess he's not
and
really...
I'll probably have a phone handy.
And you'll have a phone handy.
Yeah. I'm going to check the scores and stuff.
My wife does not want a six-pack.
She told you that?
That's disappointing.
Did she tell you could have one?
No, it wasn't said, so I'm not sure where I go with that.
No,
you know what? I'll do the six-pack just to try to get the penultimate scenario down so I understand what's up. That's what I'm doing.
There's no way.
What do you what now?
I'm going to miss 2 games.
Yep, that's what I thought.
I thought they played only once in those days.
Nope.
They played Thursday, too. I have a dinner reservation.
Oh no. What are you going to do? Seriously, what are you going to do? You're going to miss the whole series, basically.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to cancel your tickets?
No.
So you like the Eagles more than the Guardians?
No, I spent more money on the Eagles than the Guardians.
So you like the Eagles more than the Guardians?
Maybe.
Say it.
I don't know. I can't.
You have to.
I don't.
You're going to miss
if
two
you
games.
Told me at the beginning of the year I would have to miss Guardians playoff games to see the Eagles at the Sphere.
What would you do?
We'll talk about it when we come back hour number 2, Bob and Jeff.
I heartily endorse this event or product.
What time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
Soak it in, boys and girls.
I know, so weird, but you know the heart wants what the heart wants.
And Jason Duda.
Soak it in.
Stop it! You people are supposed to be funny and wacky.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
Welcome back, hour number 2. The ultimate hour of this show today, and it'll be one of the best.
It's not the penultimate.
No, that was last hour.
It's very confusing.
We're done with the penultimate hour. We are on to
even DMH probably doesn't understand it.
Even the ultimate hour, David Michael Hahn is a part of. David Michael Hahn joining us on a Friday for the second week in a row. David Michael Hahn, I'll ask you this question. And welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
Last week was your birthday party. I left without saying goodbye to anyone. Did that resonate, or did nobody care?
Several people asked me where you went, and I said, I think he left. I saw him throwing a baseball by himself over in the corner for a while.
that did happen.
It did happen. I looked over, you were sulking by yourself.
I wasn't sulking, I just wanted to throw the baseball.
you were sulked, your shoulders were hunched, and finally I said, he's probably going to text me when he leaves, and I looked down, and sure enough, it was a text that said, I miss you, and I'm like, you left, didn't you?
Is he that guy? He comes over, and there's a bunch of people, and he sits in the corner and then just leaves?
That was him. He couldn't even say goodbye to me. It was my birthday party.
That's unbelievable.
You looked like you were doing more important things with more important people.
Oh, now he's a pity party. Now it's a pity party.
No comment.
You are here to talk about something that we weren't allowed to talk about last week, but I've given it clearance and authorization this week. What is going on at St. George?
Yeah, thanks for letting me come on. Sorry, I was almost a little late. I was reading this great article on Catch of Kansas, the Friday
Five.
Oh,
my God, you two make me sick.
But I'm here now.
Jeez.
Yes.
That was good. Thank you for noticing.
You're welcome. This weekend, the 89th annual Lebanese dinner, guys. 89th annual down here at St. George Orthodox Christian Cathedral. I'm here right now.
Wow.
We're getting everything ready. The food smells good. We're getting everything stocked and ready for everyone coming out this year. We're very excited.
Here's where you messed up, David Michael Hahn. And I think you know where I'm going with this. Do you?
I don't.
The Eagles play tonight and tomorrow in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is far away from where this dinner is happening. Why would I bring that up?
Because you're not going to the Eagles concert this weekend. I don't know because.
But who might have shown up to the dinner?
Yeah, Don Henley. Don Henley came that one.
Joe
Walsh. I don't know.
Really?
Joe Walsh from the Eagles came to our big dinner one year. He's been several years, in fact, but he won't be there probably this weekend. He might. You never know.
No, you probably should have checked the schedule.
It's always the second weekend of October. We do that every year. Second weekend of October, we're going to be open on Saturday from 4 to 7 inside for dine-in, cathedral tours. You can come see me in our country kitchen bake sale, but you can also do drive-through from 4 to 8 on Saturday. And then on Sunday, 12 to 7 for all that. Come on in. Come find me. I'm the guy with the big beard. I'm going to be slinging our baked goods, but we have so many fun things to do here.
That's awesome. So I had a huge day planned out Saturday. Was going to come to the dinner probably, close to 2, 3-ish. Have a good time. Hang out a little bit. Check out what you're doing. And then head back and watch the Guardians at 7. Now the Guardians start at noon, which takes me close almost to the time that the dinner will be starting, which means I may not have an appetite. What do you suggest?
I suggest that you should still come. I think you're going to be in either a good mood or a bad mood, but either way, if you're in a bad mood, we can give you some comfort foods in our bake sale country kitchen. If you're in a good mood, you can have some butlewa and have a good time.
It sounds like either way, just give him a ball and put him in a corner. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. He'll just sulk, shoulders slunched, and just hanging out.
Yeah, do you have a gym I can shoot baskets while everybody else eats?
Actually, there is a gym here. That's where our break room is for all of our hard workers. This is a community event. We're all coming out. I mean, every single person in our church has a role. We've been preparing for this for months. And it all comes together this weekend, and everyone will be here from our church. So if you know somebody that goes to our church, come by. You'll see them.
Tell us what's on the menu.
Let me tell you guys. And I texted you this morning about it. That's how excited I was.
Well, I asked you, but yes, you did.
You did ask me. It's true. Cabbage rolls, which are my favorite. Absolutely love them. They're cabbage stuffed with meat and rice. We've got our risen yakni, which that's the Arabic phrase, but it's like a rice and green beans, kind of like a stew, if you will. We've got our kibbeh, we've got salad, pita bread, and then the hot topic, which is everyone's favorite, is what we call butlewa, but the Greeks call baklava. Last year, you guys had a big fit about whether or not how to pronounce it, but
we did.
Either way, you did, I remember.
Okay.
But either way, we've got the butlewa, the baklava on the menu. It's the best in Wichita. You can get tickets, $22 for adults, $15 for children 10 and under. It's going to be amazing.
Dude, any final thoughts on this?
I don't want to get between your guys' little bromance here.
No one could, trust me.
I don't want to get involved.
It's unbreakable.
Well, I don't know. After listening to his birthday party story,
But does he still love me?
I'd have second thoughts about you a little bit, but probably end up taking you back, I guess, where you guys are at.
Can I ask a question of you, Duda?
Uh-oh.
If I invite you to my birthday party next year, what will you do?
Well, when is it?
It's in October.
As long as I don't got stuff with the kids, I might show up.
He might got stuff with the kids, you see.
And would you interact with others, or would you just go play baseball by yourself?
I would definitely not be the guy in the corner just throwing a ball.
I wasn't in the corner. I was way down the road.
And then waiting to leave. I would probably come up and have a chat with you, probably interact with some of your friends. And then before I left, I would probably come over and say, I hope you have a good day. Happy birthday. Thanks for the invite.
That's all right, nice. You're on the invite list for next year.
Whoa, Jeff.
That's all. It takes.
Jeff's mad right now.
Oh, I am fuming.
He's fuming. He's just lost his best buddy.
I am beside myself with anger.
He knows it's over. If I show up, it's over.
Yeah, true.
Jeff, you can still come. Well, you're still invited.
That's true. I appreciate that.
Obviously, he'll be no competition for me.
I like to be a little mysterious at times.
Dude is mostly invited, so Jeff has someone to talk to.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm not coming over to babysit, man. Not a chance.
Okay, you can. Hey, they had alcohol. We'll have a good time. It'll be fine.
Oh, okay, then that's fine. That's my usual.
See you Saturday, David Michael Hahn.
Thank you, boys. We'll see you guys this weekend.
All right, later. Razan Yakni, one of the most fun things to say. You going to go to the Lebanese dinner with me?
Give me a call.
All right. I will.
Yeah, you can shoot me a call. Honestly, if the Guardians lose, no.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, there's not a chance.
That's going to be tough, missing three games.
I don't know what you were thinking.
I was thinking, I got to go see these concerts. They play.
You're going to be in Vegas, and you're not going to go and watch a ball game. Like, you're going to go... Whatever.
We got dinner res.
Where?
What's
you the place don't even called? Know where.
Yardbird.
Oh, I haven't heard of that place.
It's got the best gluten-free fried chicken on the planet.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm told.
Well, there you go.
And my wife wants gluten-free fried chicken.
Okay.
So there you go. You want to start the game real quick and then maybe finish it in the final segment?
Well, that's up to you guys.
That's up to you. Do you want to go or do you want to not go?
Well, we can go.
I am going to call you about the Lebanese dinner.
And I told you, there's a chance I might be able to go.
It's way out east.
Saturday. But if the Guardians lose, I am not going with you.
If the Guardians lose, I might not go.
I'm not going with you. There's not a chance.
Max, it is.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It is time to play the game, courtesy of Motorhead and Jason Duda. What do we have?
Okay, well, it's going to be all about Kansas. We got some questions here.
I'm going to crush Max in this.
Oh, God. For you and Max.
I'm in zero.
We'll keep track of the points. And it's all there are questions about Kansas.
That's not fair to Max.
Oh, no. Some of these, everybody should know.
Okay.
I even know some of these.
You even know some of these.
And
but you're drinking smart water today, so that's different.
That's right. And some of these are a little tougher. And Max, you said you won last time, the last game.
Somehow I beat Bob.
Okay, well then I guess you go first.
I think the game's under protest.
So I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna start with the first question, and we're just gonna go down all the way.
Okay.
Good.
And we don't get to pick the number this time.
We could maybe do that. Let me see. No, because this computer is not. Acting like it should.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's not wanting to move anywhere. So, no, we're just going to go down. Okay, Max, first question.
Okay, yeah, I think that's better.
What is the state flower of Kansas?
I know that. The sunflower.
You are correct, Max. 1 point.
Isn't it like the western sunflower?
No, it is just the sunflower, Jeff.
Everything
Jeff,
else
your question. In which year did Kansas become a U.S. state?
1868.
Incorrect. Max, you can steal.
Oh, it's 1861.
Max, what's your answer?
1861.
Congratulations. That's an extra point for Max. Jeff. Max is up 2-0. And this question goes to you, Max, if you can get this one. Which river runs through Wichita?
Arkansas River.
You are correct.
Wow, 3-0 early.
Nothing early. Jeff, which native animal is nicknamed the American buffalo?
The bison?
Correct, Jeff. 3-1.
That was tough.
That was a tough one.
That was a trick question, kind
of. Like I said, some are pretty easy. What is the highest point in Kansas, Max? Some are not.
Liberal.
No.
Somewhere in the Flint Hills, I don't know.
Mount Sunflower.
Yeah, I probably should have known that.
How big is that?
I don't know. Jeff, how many counties does Kansas have?
107.
Incorrect. But close. Max.
102.
105.
Wow.
Well done. That was a good effort.
We tried. Yeah. Well, I tried.
Only because you said he was close.
Yeah, yes. I know. That's, I was trying to help you out there.
He would have said like 9 otherwise.
Yeah. Max, which famous aviatrix was born in Atchison?
Amelia Earhart.
You are correct, Max.
I was hoping you would know what an aviatrix was.
Max is too smart.
She doesn't have a whip.
Here's an easy one.
Or maybe she does. I don't know.
Here, Jeff, you get an easy one. Which university is located in Lawrence?
The University of Kansas.
You are correct. Max, what is the state insect of Kansas?
No, not the fly. The grasshopper.
No.
Honeybee.
You are correct, Jeff.
A honeybee, seriously?
4-3. All of a sudden, it's tightening up. Jeff. In which city is the geographic center of the... I can't say that word.
I don't know. Gypsum?
No, we're not doing that one. Which novel was set during the Dust Bowl featuring a Kansas family?
Little House on the Prairie.
Incorrect.
Oh, was the Little House on the Prairie?
No, it wasn't.
I have no idea.
The Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, how about that? Never read it. Never want to.
Max, what nickname is given to Kansas?
Oh, the air capital of the world.
No.
The universe.
That's Wichita. Sunflower State.
You are correct, Jeff. It's tied at 4.
Oh, here we go. The tides have turned.
Jeff, what is the state bird of Kansas?
The Western Meadowlark.
Very good, Jeffrey.
What? How do you know that?
I don't know. I thought maybe I'd get him on that
one. I learned this in school. They taught us everything.
I figured that. Okay. Oh, here you go, Max. Which city in Kansas is known as the air capital of the world?
Oh, Wichita. See, I already...
What a joke.
Good job, Max. Jeff, who wrote the novel In Cold Blood, detailing a real-life crime in Kansas?
I don't remember. No, pass.
Truman Capote.
You are correct, and Max jumps back in the lead, 6-5.
Good job, Max.
Jeff, which legendary...
It's Max's turn.
Oh, it's Max's turn.
He stole.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me being honest. Do I get a point for that?
No. Which legendary lawman once served as the marshal of Dodge City?
Is that Marshal Dillon?
Incorrect.
Wyatt Earp.
You are correct, Jeff. 6-6. That's... I might have got that one. Okay, Jeff, what is the state reptile of Kansas?
I think it's the box turtle.
I can't give you that. You are so close. Max.
The tortoise.
The ornate box turtle.
Oh, come on.
I can't do it.
Yes, you
come on.
I got to give him that?
Even Max says do it.
He said box turtle. Who knows what the nickname of the box turtle?
All right, Max, trying to help you out.
It's not like there's 12 kinds of box turtles, probably.
Even the late Alex Trebek would have gave that to him on Jeopardy, for God's sakes.
Which famous fast food chain was first established in Wichita in 1958?
Freddy's.
Incorrect.
I think that one was later. I'm going to go White Castle.
Oh, I can't believe Pizza Hut.
I know. I thought that was later, though.
All right, Jeff. Which long trail originated in Missouri and ended in Santa Fe, New Mexico, passing through Kansas?
The Santa Fe Trail?
You are correct.
That was tough.
Max, the state's name is derived from a Native American tribe. What is the tribe's name?
Chisholm.
No.
Kansas.
Yes.
Oh, well.
What about the Chisholm Trail? What's that? Is that a tribe?
That's a trail. Oh. But good, I mean, yeah. Jeff, which fort was a key outpost during westward expansion and the Indian Wars?
Fort Riley.
Incorrect.
Fort Hayes.
Incorrect. Fort Larned.
Oh, okay.
Is there a prison up there?
That makes sense.
Jeff, or no, this is Max.
What's the score?
Jeff
9-6 for Jeff right now.
Okay, we'll play to 10 and then we'll do another round.
Okay.
After.
What?
You know what I'm saying.
Max, what is the largest lake in Kansas? I wouldn't have got this. No clue.
I didn't know there was a lake here. I had no idea. Lakes? Lake Titicaca.
No.
I don't know.
Milford Lake.
Okay.
Jeff, which movement in the late 1800s sought to help farmers and was rooted in Kansas?
The Industrial Revolution.
Incorrect.
What was the question?
Which movement in the late 1800s sought to help farmers and was rooted in Kansas? I love you, Max, but you ain't getting this either. Populist movement.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, Max, this is you. Which city serves as the capital of Kansas?
Manhattan? I don't know.
Topeka.
You are correct. That's 10. And we need a break.
We do need a break.
We need a thought process.
We need to come back for the penultimate segment of this show, which features Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. We're going to break down the high school football schedule for week 6, and we're going to do it next. Stay with us. Bob and Jeff, KFH.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Mine and Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. Joanna, how are you?
I'm so sorry. My car was doing something weird with my phone.
It sure was.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Some interesting games this week. I don't know how great some of the matchups might be. We do have one that Jason's going to ask you about next, but I guess I'll ask you about Capen and Carroll. We kind of know how that's going to play out. Capen's probably going to win fairly big. Are we allowed to admit to ourselves that that's how that's going to go? We want to call it a big game, but it's not going to be, right?
Well, I mean, you know, it wasn't all that long ago. You know, it's just been a few years since Capen has actually managed to beat Bishop Carroll. I mean, it was like 25 straight games, right?
Right. Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, throughout that incredible run by Bishop Carroll, there were some amazing games. There were amazing games when Capen was really good. There were amazing games when Capen wasn't as good as Bishop Carroll. And so I always have faith that these two schools are always going to get up for this game. But, yeah, I mean, I really firmly believe that this is Capen's game to lose, and I don't think that they're going to. And I think that, you know, we look to Bishop Carroll's record over the past couple of years has not been anything like what we came to expect. And the loss to South, I think, says two things. Number one, it says that South is better. And Bishop Carroll, again, is just not in the upper echelon of the league.
Joanna, did you happen to get out to any of the tennis there at Derby yesterday for regionals?
I didn't, but, you know, I was stuck in class because Dan Loving also sent me a text to tell me that he was there. And I was really bummed that I didn't get out to see you guys. But I did see a familiar name.
Oh, did you? Yes. Yeah. I was there. Yeah. Had a good chat with
That's
Mr.
Awesome.
Loving.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations to your daughter. Mays did very well. Derby also sending 5 to state, so I know they're excited about that. But, yeah, we have a nice little facility out there.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was a lot of fun, and the coaches there at Derby put on a great tournament. They did a great job for it. So it was a lot of fun. I was like, oh, maybe I'll see her out there, and then I didn't, and I was kind of disappointed, but it's okay.
But you would have seen my students because I had a lot of students out there shooting photos of the regional tennis. So good job to the young journalists.
Hey, happy days. All right, so let's get back to football. Northwest Manhattan, both 5-0. What do you think of this one?
Boy, I mean, I think that it's a, you know, Manhattan at times has stumbled a bit this year. Their games have been more interesting than I think that we've been used to. And I think that Northwest has established itself again as a team that we have to be watching, that they're going to be there in the postseason. This game, to me, says a lot about the postseason more than it does the regular season. Obviously, there's no league titles on the line. I think we can pretty much say that Northwest, barring any major surprise, is going to win the city league title. But, I mean, I always have a hard time picking against the home team in this. So, I mean, maybe that's the type of game that it is.
Yeah, Joanna Chadwick joining us from Vibe Magazine. So we got to tie up a loose end from last week. We usually don't go back, but we talked so much about Highland Park and their 4-0 start and how they hadn't allowed a point. And apparently, I don't know what kind of teams they were playing. East is obviously very good. But they won 74-6. Joanna, what did we miss?
Well, number one, look at East record. Look at East record comparatively and who they've lost to. There's no doubt that their schedule was tough and they had some tight games. I mean, Northwest only beat them 14-0. And those scores came in like, what, the last 13 minutes of the game, something like that. But I mean, I guess I'm just not that surprised. I'm just not that surprised. I've seen too much high school football in my time to be that surprised by that.
No, I get it. It's just a crazy outcome and one that maybe we didn't expect. Jason?
Mulvane McPherson. This one should be a tough one, shouldn't it?
boy, I tell you, McPherson has been a team to me that is just, I don't know what to expect. And they had, I'm pretty sure it was last week, that they had a really nice comeback win. Mulvane is playing very well. And I think it should be a really good game. I'm not sure I could pick this game just because I think that both of them have had outcomes that I think this game is going to say a lot about who they are as a team. And what point are we in the season, right? We have two, three games left of the regular season before we hit the postseason.
Yeah, week six.
This is all about positioning yourself for postseason. It's all about answering some questions about who you are as a team to make sure that you're ready for the postseason.
Joanna Chadwick, our guest from Vibe Magazine. So we have Conway Springs at Sterling, and I bring that game up because we know all about Conway Springs. Is it hard to follow small schools, even when they're kind of around? Like, Sterling just beat Medicine Lodge, but I don't know if that's a blip on the radar. I don't know if that was... It's just almost weird because we know all about Conway Springs, but is there anyone else in the area that we believe can challenge them?
Well, when it comes to Medicine Lodge, because that's a team that I followed fairly closely just because they had, you know, their previous seasons, and they've not had the kind of season this year that I know that they've that maybe we expected of them. I think Sterling is pretty good. But again, Conway Springs, I think Conway is back to that level that we used to see them play when we were watching them so closely. Well, I was anyway. I loved watching Conway. I mean, that 3A, those 3A championships, that run, I still remember the first time that Collegiate beat Conway in the playoffs and just how huge that was. Literally had a coach from Collegiate run over and hug me. I'm like, what are you doing? You cannot hug me on the field. Well, you shouldn't hug me anyway, but he was so overcome with joy that he just saw somebody he knew and he hugged me. So, but Conway Springs is easy for us to follow, I think, number one, because we've followed them for so many years. And also, they do a great job of getting their information to media outlets. It is hard to follow the smaller teams. And part of it is we need to make the effort to follow them more closely and find out how they're doing.
Joanna, is South a good football team, or where are we at with South?
I mean, I just feel like I would like to see them. This is one of those where I wish that I was still at the Wichita Eagle, still covering high school sports, where I was at a game every week, where you're talking to everybody every week, because I'm just not that close to everything like I used to be. South's win over Bishop Carroll says a lot for their program, okay? I know Bishop Carroll is not what they used to be, but yet at the same time, when you can beat a program that has been one of the best, that does so much for your culture as a team that it helps you build from there, regardless of what that team looks like right now. Doesn't matter about anybody. Doesn't matter about us. It doesn't matter about anybody else. That had to give them confidence and give them some momentum. So for South, I think that win makes them better. But as for, I mean, I just don't know enough about them. And maybe, you know, maybe South High can reach out to me. I would love to include them. You know, any team that wants to be included in the recaps on Friday nights on Vibe, I would love to have you send me information to my email or Twitter. That would be great.
What if they want to be part of the Friday Five? What should they do?
We only care about Vibe. This is Joanna Chadwick, Vibe Magazine. So there.
That's fair. Derby Valley Center tonight, not going to be much of a game. Maybe. I mean, Valley Center is okay defensively. I don't see it. But next week at Mays South, we'll have a lot to talk about with that one. Those will probably be two undefeated teams. So it keeps rolling, Joanna.
It does. It just never seems to end. It's funny, like with football, with basketball, I always feel like I have more answers because there's more games. We see them more. With football, it's like, well, you never know what another team is going to throw at them that's going to test them or maybe pull them out of their element a little bit. And so that's what makes it always so interesting.
Yep, no doubt. Three weeks left of the regular season, including tonight. Enjoy your time. You're staying at Derby tonight, so have fun.
All right, bye, guys.
See ya.
So long.
Joanna Chadwick, Vibe Magazine.
She's gone. She just left.
If you want to be part of the Friday Five, here's what you do.
What do you do, Jeff?
You be good at football.
Whoa.
If you're good, we'll find you.
That was right? Heavy and harsh.
Well, if you're good, we'll find you.
Wow. That's something.
Right? Ish.
Probably.
So 4.5 hours. I bet I can.
So you're feeling better now?
I bet I can squeeze it in.
You feeling a little better?
Well, I feel bad for
because you were stressed out. I'm not lying to anybody. You should have seen him in here. Literally stressed to the nines.
I feel bad
on
for
what
the,
to do.
I feel bad for the people sitting around me when they start to file in. Well, I'm obviously going to be one of the first in. That's how it goes. But when they start to file in, it's the seventh inning and it's 2-2 and oh.
I don't think you get the cell phone coverage inside the sphere.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to think about because I don't think it's very good.
How do you know?
I've been there.
You haven't.
We were just in Vegas.
You haven't been inside the sphere.
And my phone barely worked.
You weren't in the sphere.
So I don't know how you think you're gonna be able to stream a game while you're sitting in your seat.
It's good to be a Verizon customer if you visit the Sphere. I am. Provides coverage capacity for 4G and 5G.
Oh, you're lucky you're Verizon.
Lucky. We're so going to win tomorrow.
How many texts am I allowed to send you?
Zero.
Well, you know that's not happening now because you said zero.
You can send me
texts. That was the dumbest thing to ever say.
You can, here, listen.
Oh.
You can send me texts.
Oh, did you just hear listen to me? Wow.
Shut up
Is
and listen.
Is that how we're going to do this?
Shut up and listen.
I can't wait till tomorrow. Oh, bombarded with text
You
messages.
Can send me text during the game.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can send me text after the game, but only if they win. I don't want to hear.
How am I supposed to send you text during the game if I know if they're going to win or not?
You can only send me text after the game if they win. You can send me text during the game regardless, unless it's seven. If we're down by two or more runs, no text.
Why?
Because I don't want it.
Well, you're going to get it now.
Well, I'm going to
block. This is literally, I'm going to set my alarm on my phone for every 15 minutes.
I'm going to block your number and I'm going to put the phone away.
Go ahead. It'll be all right.
It won't.
I'll call. You got a landline?
Man, here's why I don't want you to send me texts.
Why?
Because I just don't.
I'll just be like, hey, how's it going?
I use my phone during the game because it's like 3 or 4 pitches ahead. So when we're pitching, when we're on defense, I can't stand it. So I got to know if we got an out. I need to know what
then
I'm ready
for. Then
why
are you even watching the game?
Shut your mouth.
But seriously, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to know, okay, it's going to be a strike, and then look at the TV. It's a strike. Why
because
would you
I don't
do want to
put myself through it.
Through what? Just watch the show. What's the difference? You're going through it anyway, watching it on your phone. So why not just watch it on TV?
I would rather see it in words than in pictures.
Then why are you even watching it?
Because I like seeing us bat.
Does this make any sense to you, Max? Seriously, does that make any sense at all?
No.
No, thank you very
Shut
much.
Up. Can we just go back to the Kansas
game? This is serious stuff. I'm worried
you
about
your health.
You
don't know what you're talking about.
You're going to pop a blood vessel
I
in
know.
Your forehead right now.
What a way to go.
And you want to know a pitch ahead
Not
on
pitch,
your phone.
Like almost a whole batter.
No. No. It's not that much.
Yes, it is. It can be.
All right, Jeff, who is the famous editor of the Emporia Gazette and a voice against imperialism?
William Allen White.
You are right.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Man, see, I got him all fired up. His brain's just moving up there right now. The hamster's got a buddy to go double pace in there. It's unbelievable what's happening.
Peak performance.
The smoke's coming out. It's going so fast. He'll find everything.
I will.
All right.
We're playing back to 10 again.
Which children's novel features a Kansas girl and her dog, Toto?
The Wizard of Oz.
Good job, Max. Attaboy.
Novel.
One,
give me a break. Novel. No one read that.
No?
It's the movie, man.
Jeff. What is the state song of Kansas?
Home.
Oh, I shouldn't have gave him
home
that question.
On the range.
Everybody read the book before the movie.
No. Where the deer and the antelope play.
Max. Yeah, you're bad.
Where
stop.
Seldom is heard a discouraging word.
Are we off the air yet?
And the skies are not cloudy all day.
All the good people of Wichita driving right now did not have to listen to that. Were we off the air, Max?
Remember, my voice is kind of shaky.
Hit the button. I hope you hit the button. What natural disaster is relatively common in Kansas due to its location?
Tornado.
in Tornado Alley. You answered it before I was done. You get a bonus point.
They put the literal answer in the question.
Yeah, bonus point for Max.
So why did you have the answer in the question?
It wasn't. That was part of the question.
But the answer was in the question, Tornado Alley.
But I didn't finish the question, and he answered it correctly. You get a bonus point.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that that was a rule.
Well, you never did it yet. If you'd have done it, then you'd have got a bonus.
I doubt it, but...
All right, Jeff. Which important civil rights case dealing with school segregation...
Brown versus the Board of Education.
You're correct. But you didn't say all the words correctly, so you do not get a bonus point. Max, what is the state tree of Kansas? I don't know. That white stuff flies around all the time. It drives me nuts.
Cottonwood.
Unbelievable.
Attaboy.
What a cheater.
Why? Did I say that out loud?
You're
it was in my head.
Such a cheat.
It really bugs me. My eyes get all... It's terrible.
Yeah, you got to scrape your air conditioner because it clogs it all up.
Yep. All right, Jeff. In which city is the Eisenhower Prudential Library? Yes, and so you did answer that one. I give you a bonus point. God dang it. Man... Terrible. All right.
I know a little bit about this state, I
obviously.
Guess.
He does. He just doesn't know directions, as Bob.
Exactly. Because that's over there. That's all he
that's
says.
That's what it is. Yeah. I'm not a compass.
I'll just point somewhere, and that's where it's at.
When I ask for directions, don't tell me go northwest. Is it left or right?
And is there a landmark I might see?
Yeah.
Well, Max, this one I think you're going to get. What major cattle trail passed through Kansas during the late 1800s.
The Chisholm Trail.
Yes, but you didn't answer it quick enough, so no bonus point.
I can't believe you didn't pick that up and get your bonus point.
I know. Jeff, the largest remaining tall grass prairie in North America is located in which Kansas preserve?
Flint Hills.
Incorrect.
I have no idea.
What's your question?
The largest remaining...
He's trying to read fast, so I don't get
it. The largest remaining tall grass prairie North... Prairie...
I don't know.
North America is loaded in which Kansas preserve? Tall Grass Prairie National Preserve.
I hate this game. Jeff, am I winning?
Who's up? Oh, Max. It's Max. Which historic town in Kansas is known for its reenactments of gunfights and historical...
Dodge City.
Oh, you answered it before.
We
that's
got two?
Point.
Gosh,
that's
dang it.
7-5.
Am I losing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jeff.
What?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You should get this. Oh, man. I'm going to have to say this really fast. Which legendary basketball coach started his coaching career at the University of Kansas?
Dean Smith?
Incorrect.
Oh, God.
Larry Brown.
James Naismith.
Yes. Gosh, dang it. You messed me up. Max's turn.
Max, what famous Wild West figure hailed from Medicine Lodge? I've never heard this. So,
Billy the Kid.
Ah, close.
That's what I was going to say. Buffalo Bill.
Carrie A. Nation.
Okay.
I don't know.
She's one of those women.
All right, Jeff. What rock formation resembling a row of large stone cigars is a Kansas landmark?
Don't know.
Monument Rocks.
Don't know that one.
I don't know. Max, which aircraft company was founded in Wichita in 1927?
Lear.
Incorrect.
Oh, it's got to be Cessna or Beechcraft. Beechcraft.
Cessna.
Gosh dang it! I knew I was going to be wrong no matter what I said.
Max, in which Kansas city is the Big Well, the world's largest hand-dug well?
These questions are getting a lot harder.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pass.
Greensburg. Told you, some get tough.
They do.
Okay. Come on, computer, what's going on? Jeff, the first successful helicopter was designed by a Kansan named...
Drew.
You're not going to get this one either, Max. William Purvis.
Good grief.
Never nervous, Purvis.
They ran out of questions. Well, I don't think anybody's getting to 10. Right answer wins.
Okay. What Kansas City claims to have invented the ice cream cone?
Salina.
No.
Topeka.
Fort Scott. Max, which Kansas City was once the pancake hub?
Liberal.
You are correct.
Good job.
Max gets the W.
They have some pancake festival there every year.
Every town has time a pancake festival.
KSCB.
And Max is the champion.
Well, he's the champion of this round.
No, if I add up all the correct answers, Max wins.
No, he doesn't.
He wins 17-16.
You're a liar.
The three bonus questions.
There you go, Jeff.
For a bonus.
You can win this. Answer this question. What Kansas aviation guy invented the A-track?
I don't know. Aviatrix?
Aviator or a plane builder.
I don't know.
Lear.
Oh, that makes sense.
I knew that. He didn't ask me, though.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks to Max and Jason, Joanna Chadwick, Joe Auer, David Michael Hahn. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll do this again on Monday. Duda and Bob will be here. Until then, later.
Wow. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.